Hare Krishna. The greatest obstacles to the pure chanting of the holy name are the sins and the offenses. The sins arise due to Rajaguna and Tamaguna often, and they pose a great obstacle till the stage of Nishtha. Because Nishtha, or steadiness in the spiritual life, is only possible in Sattva, Sattva-guna. And due to Rajaguna and Tamaguna, the devotion service is performed in 81 different ways. Of course, Rajaguna, Tamaguna, Sattva-guna also. That is bhakti done within the three modes, which have innumerable bad qualities like sleep or the... Actually, the various anarthas ultimately are counted in terms of how they affect our chanting. Like you see, vikshepa or jadya or audasinya, these are all spoken especially in terms of attentive chanting and inattentive chanting. Why? If you, just like we say funnel, in a funnel say there are a lot of anarthas, and the anarthas tantamount to these three. That means audasinya, vikshepa and jadya. Being indifferent to the holy name and not caring, neglecting the holy name, or while chanting getting distracted by various mind powered by Rajaguna, various thoughts, or jadya means sleeping away in the chanting of the holy name. So these three are the main causes of inattentive chanting. So the ultimately, if you want to know one focal point, the focal, like we hold the lens in the focal point, the ultimate thing tantamount to either attentive chanting or inattentive chanting. And inattentive chanting comes from these three. And these three come from Rajaguna, Tamaguna, innumerable things. Therefore, Rupa Goswami has given Vacha Vegam, Manasa Vegam, Krodha Vegam, Jihva Vegam, Udara Vegam, Upastha Vegam, Atyahara, Prayasa, Prajalpa, Niyamagraha, Janasankarsa, Javliyamcha. Totally 12 items he has given. These 12 items lead to Rajaguna, Tamaguna. And those 12 items put together, they lead to these three main problems in chanting, which leads to ultimately one, which is inattentive chanting. Which means our lower nature of Rajaguna, Tamaguna can also lead to offenses. How? For example, if a devotee has not slept well, then his brain is heated up, then he can offend another devotee due to his lack of sleep satisfaction. So how sins can affect offenses, you can see that. Similarly, if somebody due to Rajaguna is like to Tamaguna is inattentiveness is Tamaguna actually, and or is driven by passion due to which he makes snap decisions, so that also leads to offenses, especially in the circle of Vaishnavas. So therefore you will see, up to the stage of Nishtha, tadarajastamobhava kamaloba adayaschiye cheta ete rana vidham stitam satve prasidati. So the first two verses of NOI become very important, because the up to stage of Nishtha there are sins and offenses, and after Nishtha there are only offenses, because one has no more attraction for sinful activities. One has lost that propensity. Then there are only effect of the offenses. Just like when you have a disease, it takes a prolonged period of time to cure it. So same with offenses also. Even after Nishtha, the effect of the offenses continue till prema. So that it is more subtler. So when one has come to the Nishtha stage, from Nishtha to prema, then one can attentively chant. But if one commits further offenses, then one aggravates one's spiritual life. But otherwise, if one is avoiding offenses carefully and attentively chanting the holy name, then the goal is achieved very easily. Whereas, Nanartana Viruddhi stage, after Bhajana Kriya, we have terrible problems of all this, Laya, Vikshepa, Apratipati, Kashaya, and Rasaswada. Old lingering sense gratificatory thoughts from old sense gratificatory encounters like rasaswada arises in the mind, even during chanting, dirty thoughts coming in. In this way, the others also, sleep or distraction or lack of taste or old habits of kama, krodha, lobha, all these things rising. So in this way, the inattentiveness is created by all these diseases of the mind, keeping the chanting program very challenging. So even the karmis or non-devotees, they talk about being in the present. They say, don't talk about the past, don't talk about the future. Be in the present. If you're driving a car, be in the present while driving. Don't doze off. Otherwise, you will have an accident. Or don't talk on the mobile. Then there will be an accident. So when you are driving a car, they say you have to be attentive. When you are on job, you have to be attentive. When you are hearing something, you have to be attentive. So whether it is material life or spiritual life, attentiveness becomes all important. And in the chanting of the holy name, inattentiveness is the mother of all offenses. So therefore, as one progresses in hearing of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, to the degree one understands the seriousness of inattentiveness, that's where the real key lies in cleansing the anarthas and rising above rajaguna, tamaguna to come to sattva. Then the terrible diseases of the mind are overcome. Then one comes to the sattva. From sattva, then one can carefully avoid offenses. Nama aparad, dhamma aparad, vaishno aparad, guru aparad, seva aparad. All these aparadas have to be diligently avoided to further proceed fastly towards the prema. So in this way, our acharyas have very scientifically presented the situation of the conditioned soul in the material world in the progressive stages of bhakti. And by knowing our own situation, one has to take appropriate corrective action. If one is very serious about going on the progressive march towards chanting the pure name offenselessly, Harinam Prabhu ki.